go. Then I'm just, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, and 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. That man is rough. I dig this.
The greatest benefit is going to be for jobs and for the middle class, middle income.
As we've said early and often, most, but not all, middle class Americans will see a tax cut, at least initially. But whatever gains they do see expires by 2026, while corporations receive a larger permanent tax cut.
Should 5% appear too small? Just be thankful. I don't take it all. Tax man is something else, isn't it?
The rich will not be gaining at all with this.
It's not good for me, believe me.
No, it will be great for him. The top rate drops to 37%, rewarding top earners with an average one-year break of $287,000. Plus, doubling the limit on estate tax exclusions only benefits the very rich. Add that to the new tax cuts for pass-through businesses with large real estate holdings. Sound familiar? The rich and Trump make out like bandits.
'Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. I dig this.
Not only will this tax plan pay for itself, but it will pay down debt.
Hold on there. The Joint Committee on Taxation, the congressional scorekeeper, said this law will add $1 trillion to budget deficits, even when you factor in more economic growth, not quite paying down the debt.
If you drive a truck, I'll tax the street. And if you try to fix it, I'll tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat. And if you take a walk, and this is awful, I'll tax your feet.
It will be the biggest tax increase or tax cut in the history of our country.
Nope. This does not hold a candle to the 1981 Reagan tax cut, the largest tax bill in the last 100 years. In fact, this is not even the largest tax cut in the last 5 years. That honor goes to President Obama, who made the Bush-era tax cuts permanent in 2013.
'Cause I'm the tax man. He's awful. Now don't ask me what it's for. If you don't want to pay, pay some more. Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. I dig this.
We're making things so simple that you can do your taxes on a form the size of a postcard.
Sure, more households will take the standard deduction now that it's been doubled. That may simplify things for some, but the tax code is actually much more complex now, thanks to new loopholes and glitches that expensive accountants and tax lawyers will be gaming for years to come. In the end, Trump and the GOP promised the world, but they continue to be disingenuous about what they're actually delivering to the American people.
Now my advice for those who die. This is awful. Beware the pennies on your eyes. Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man.
An analysis of Fortune 500 companies by the public advocacy group Americans for Tax Fairness found that only 4.3% of workers will receive a one-time bonus or a wage increase. It also found that companies are spending 39 times as much on stock buyback.
And you're working for me? No one but me. Tax man is rough. He can come and get you anytime he wanna. Would you believe he can come and get your old lady? That tax man is a flip.
It's tax day. The president's team has told us that they've filed an extension on his taxes. We haven't gotten any word, though, about whether or not he is still under audit. I mean, it's kind of a joke question to even ask at this point. Is the president still under audit? And is that why they're refusing to show the American public their taxes? But have you heard anything differently? What do you know about that?
It is tax day. There's no new word on the president's taxes, but I would not stay up tonight waiting for him. I don't think we're going to see him.
Or maybe, I don't know, proof that he's under an audit. Where's the letter? Here,
there's been no proof so far.
I mean, that's very easy to hand over without giving any of the information as to what's in the taxes. But, you know, I digress.
I want to talk about the larger theme here, which is this feeling here in Washington that Washington feels like something giant is about to happen. The rest of the country's not quite there yet, right? But there's something about, look, I think we still have to, the Mueller indictment that we know is probably going to come next is who he indicts for the crime of stealing the emails, right? That he's got to lay that out. But it feels like we're in this sense of something big's about to pop. Do you sense it?
I absolutely do. And it's taken on a life of its own, this whole investigation that's surrounding the president with this new investigation in the Southern District of New York, because whatever happens with the Robert Mueller probe at this point, that is going to continue. The president, try as he may find a way to undermine the Russia investigation. There's been a lot of talk about that. Obviously, members of his party don't want to. But this investigation in the Southern District of New York, I think it's been nicknamed the Sovereign District by, you know, prosecutors and lawyers because of its independence.
By former attorneys general.
That is going to go forward, and they have raided Michael Cohen's office. They have a lot of material on that. Michael Cohen has a wellspring of information regarding President Trump. I don't know what's in there, but it does seem like this is leading to something big.
Just like Breaking Bad, the shady lawyer got his own spinoff. And I'll be honest with you, it's pretty entertaining.
In court, a judge rejected a request on behalf of President Trump's private lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, to stop federal agents from pouring through client records seized from Cohen in FBI raids last week.
Cohen has asked a federal judge to allow President Trump to go through and determine which documents can be withheld from the investigation because of attorney-client privilege.
Don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Batten down the hatches, because there is more news in tonight's Stormy Watch. Yeah.
I'm tired of being threatened and intimidating me and trying to say that you'll ruin my life and take my, you know, all my money and my house and whatever. I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm done being bullied.
Did you know about $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels?
No.
Then why did Michael Cohen not tell you
Michael's my attorney, and you'll have to ask Michael.
Do you
So, did this surprise you at all?
Let me just say, I work in the adult business, and I'm a better actress than he is.
After that appearance on The View today, we learned that Stormy Daniels will also be featured on the cover of a new issue of Penthouse magazine, in which she pledges that the $130,000 she got in the Michael Cohen deal will now be donated to Planned Parenthood in the president's name. Penthouse also promising that Ms. Daniels will reveal several not safe for work details, meaning detailed details, about her sexual experience with the president.
For the first time, the president is actually tweeting about Stormy Daniels. The president tweeted this morning, a sketch years later about a non-existent man, a total con job, playing the fake news media for fools, but they know it. This tweet surprised me.
He's also retweeting someone. We don't even know who that is.
Right.
That person.
Why the president got involved in this is fascinating.
That's a reference, of course, to this sketch Daniels revealed yesterday of a man she says threatened her if she went public about her alleged affair with Donald Trump. Her attorney, Michael Avenatti, replied with his own tweet minutes later, quote, FBI search warrants uncovering existing documents and recordings showing con job after con job pulled on real people and very real American citizens who didn't know it. Welcome to the playing field. Where have you been? Hashtag basta.
So
enough.
This is fascinating. Midwin Charles is an attorney and contributor at Essence. She joins us now.
What does all this mean?
Midwin, why? If President Trump has gone out of his way to not address the Stormy Daniels thing much, why would you go down this road? Because this sketch is of a guy that Stormy Daniels, Stephanie Clifford says, confronted her and her young daughter in a garage years ago. She doesn't know whether it was about Donald Trump or Michael Cohen or who sent him. Why would the president tie himself to this?
Because this is a circus.
That's the answer.
If you elect the clown, you should expect a circus.
It would be easy to see this as a sideshow because of the characters and content involved, right? Because it's not being operated out of the special counsel's office. It's in New York because of the strange multi-levels of media involvement here and all the rest of it. But what we can tell about the substance of this case shows that this is not a circus for the president. This is freaking serious. This is about him directly. There are five paragraphs in that attachment A that deal directly with seeking the papers of the president of the United States that are in possession of my client. That this case is that.
Keeps raining all the time.
There is ongoing troubles for the man who paid off Stormy Daniels, New York attorney Michael Cohen. Cohen, who is Trump's lawyer, was in court today with his lawyer. Pro tip for the president, when your lawyer needs a lawyer, you need a lawyer. We already knew that Cohen represented Donald Trump and paid hush money to cover up his affairs. And last week it was revealed his second client was Deputy RNC Finance Chair Elliot Broidy. Cohen helped Broidy pay $1.6 million in hush money after Broidy had an affair with a Playboy playmate, and not the same Playboy playmate that Donald Trump had an affair with. Now, it was revealed that Cohen had one more undisclosed client, secret. But today in court, the judge ordered him to reveal the name. It was
the client who had requested to remain unnamed was Sean Hannity of Fox News.
Cohen only has two other clients, and all he does for them is pay off mistresses. Sean Hannity is out there every day, every night, defending Trump and Michael Cohen.
President Trump's longtime personal attorney, Michael Cohen, just had his office, his home, and his hotel that he was staying in raided by the FBI today in an early morning raid. And what that means is Mueller's witch hunt investigation is now a runaway train that is clearly careening off the tracks. The media is spinning out of control following the FBI's raid on Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen.
I got to agree with Sean on this one. The media is spinning out of control. Did you hear about this guy on Fox News who's defending Cohen without revealing that it's his lawyer, too? That's crazy.
Let me set the record straight. Here's the truth. Michael Cohen never represented me in any legal matter. I never retained his services. I never received an invoice. I never paid Michael Cohen for legal fees. I did have occasional brief conversations with Michael Cohen. He's a great attorney about legal questions I had, or I was looking for input and perspective.
He wasn't your lawyer. He just answered your legal questions. Seriously, giving legal inputs and perspective is exactly what a lawyer does. Now, what people are really wondering is this. Whatever legal advice was, why didn't Hannity get it from his regular attorney, right? Instead of turning to a guy who's specifically known for paying off mistresses. Why did he go to him? But according to Hannity, baby, this is not what it looks like.
To be absolutely clear, they never involved any matter, any, sorry to disappoint so many, matter between me or third party, a third group at all. And are my questions exclusively almost focused on real estate.
Wow, he really slipped in the almost there. Did you hear it? Yeah. It was super quick. It was super quick. He was like, all my questions to Michael Cohen were exclusively almost real estate. Exclusively almost. Exclusively almost. Yeah, he sounds like the voice at the end of those medical ads. Xernax is exclusively almost, side effect free. Exclusively almost.
How did Fox News let him go on the air with this massive conflict of interest? Did he not tell them? Or did he tell them and they just ignored it? I'm going to go with the first one, because I know Sean Hannity, and delivering factual information is not his strong suit.
But okay, fine, okay, fine. Hannity claims he was just getting some informal real estate advice from Michael Cohen, which makes what he said a few hours earlier on his radio show all the more confusing.
I never gave him a retainer, never received an invoice, never paid any fees. You know, I might have handed him $10. I definitely want you attorney-client privilege on this, something like that.
Okay, okay. Okay, whoa, no, no, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, wait. So he's not your lawyer. All you had was a few chit-chats about real estate, but you definitely want attorney-client privilege. Yeah, you definitely want that. What the f*** did you bury under that house?
Welcome back to Hannity. So during his press conference today, President-elect Trump, he took aim at CNN and BuzzFeed for covering an unauthorized story about Mr. Trump and his alleged ties to Russia. In the report posted on BuzzFeed, it claims that Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, met with Kremlin representatives in Prague in August 2016. One small little itsy-bitsy problem, Michael Cohen has never been to Prague, ever. Here's what the president-elect had to say about this earlier today.
As far as BuzzFeed, which is a failing pile of garbage, writing it, I think they're gonna suffer the consequences. They already are. And as far as CNN, going out of their way to build it up. And by the way, we just found out I was coming down. Michael Cohen, Michael Cohen is a very talented lawyer. He's a good lawyer in my firm. It was just reported it wasn't this Michael Cohen they were talking about. So all night long, it's Michael Cohen. I said, I want to see your passport. He brings his passport to my office. I say, hey, wait a minute. He didn't leave the country. He wasn't out of the country. They had Michael Cohen of the Trump Organization was in Prague. It turned out to be a different Michael Cohen. It's a disgrace. What took place? It's a disgrace. And I think they should apologize to start with Michael Cohen.
And joining us now, Executive Vice President and Special Counsel to Donald Trump, Michael Cohen is with us. How are you, sir?
Sean, how are you?
Wait a minute. Am I allowed to look? This is the Pep. I don't want to joke about it because it's serious in your life.
That's very serious.
And this is the passport?
Yes, it is.
Okay. You're watching this unfold. I got a text from a friend of mine. Are you watching CNN? They're going insane. And then this whole thing unfolds. You're dragged into it all through the night last night. You're a private guy. We're friends, but I know you. This is not comfortable
for you. It's not comfortable, but I'm okay with it personally because it benefits Mr. Trump. And I will do anything to protect Mr. Trump, the family. You know, there's an old expression, where do you go to get your reputation back?
That was Ray, what was his name? Ray Donovan in the Reagan administration.
You know where you have to go? To a Donald Trump press release.
that was pretty amazing.
Let me tell you, thank you to Mr. Trump for what he did. Because without his help, who would have ever thought that there could be two Michael Cohens in this world?
Impossible. I never heard that name before. One of my best friends growing up, Michael Cohen, and you're one of my better friends in life. I've known you for a long time. I did an opening monologue, just the last segment, how journalism is dead. It's buried. And fake news, you.
Cohen was in court today because last week the FBI raided his home and office and seized a bunch of files. It's not just files.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
The FBI seized audio recordings from Cohen's office during their raid. What's on those tapes is anyone's guess. Trump is desperately trying to suppress those documents. He even tweeted, attorney-client privilege is now a thing of the past. I have many, too many lawyers, and they are probably wondering when their offices and even homes are going to be raided with everything, including their phones and computers taken. All lawyers are deflated and concerned.
He had impressively coiffed hair that looks to be all his. I confess I stared at it pretty closely. His tie was too long, as it always is. He looked slightly orange up close with small white half moons under his eyes, which I assume are from tanning goggles.
FBI Director James Comey was with a group of intelligence agency heads briefing the president-elect and his top aides on how the Russians interfered in our election.
President-elect Trump's first question was to confirm that it had no impact on the election. And then the conversation, to my surprise, moved into a PR conversation about how the Trump team would position this and what they could say about this. They actually started talking about drafting a press release with us still sitting there. And the reason that was so striking to me is that that's just not done. That the intelligence community does intelligence, the White House does PR and spin.
You also said you were struck by what they didn't ask.
Very much. No one, to my recollection, asked, so what's coming next from the Russians? How might we stop it? What's the future look like? It was all, what can we say about what they did and how it affects the election that we just had?
Comey says the way the Trump administration is organized reminded him of something.
I had a flashback to my days investigating the mafia, La Cosa Nostra.
You describe him as being, or the people around him as having a mob or a Cosa Nostra quality. What is it about him and the people around him that feels like the mob, which you prosecuted to you? Yeah.
The leadership style is actually strikingly similar. And when this first popped in my head, I pushed it away because I thought that's way too dramatic. How could that comparison be apt? And I don't mean it in the sense that Donald Trump is out breaking legs or shaking down shopkeepers. I mean it in the sense that he leads. It's all about the boss. What will serve the boss best? How are you helping the boss? It's all about that person and nothing external to that. And that reminds me very much of Cosa Nostra leadership.
Comey says he then asked to meet alone with Trump to warn him about that now infamous Steele dossier. Unverified information on Trump's ties to Russia, including allegations of Trump's encounters with prostitutes in Moscow.
Well, I'm about to meet with a person who doesn't know me, has just been elected president of the United States by all accounts, and from my watching him during the campaign, could be volatile. And I'm about to talk to him about allegations that he was involved with prostitutes in Moscow and that the Russians taped it and have leverage over him.
Did you tell him that the Steele dossier had been financed by his political opponents?
No. I didn't even think I used the term Steele dossier. I just talked about additional material.
But did he have a right to know that?
That it had been financed by his political opponents? I don't know the answer to that. It wasn't necessary for my goal, which was to alert him that we had this information.
How graphic did you get?
I think as graphic as I needed to be. I started to tell him about the allegation was that he had been involved with prostitutes in a hotel in Moscow in 2013 during a visit for the Miss Universe pageant, and that the Russians had filmed the episode. And he interrupted very defensively and started talking about it, you know, do I look like a guy who needs hookers? And I assumed he was asking that rhetorically. I didn't answer that, and I just moved on and explained, sir, I'm not saying that we credit this, I'm not saying we believe it. We just thought it very important that you know.
Did you tell him you thought it wasn't true or you didn't know if it was true or not?
I never said I don't believe it because I couldn't say one way or another.
How weird was that briefing?
Really weird. It was almost an out-of-body experience for me. I was floating above myself, looking down, saying, you're sitting here briefing the incoming president of the United States about prostitutes in Moscow.
Comey says that on January 27th, at a private dinner in the White House, President Trump raised the issue again.
Says he may want me to investigate it to prove that it didn't happen. And then he says something that distracted me, because he said, you know, if there's even a 1% chance my wife thinks that's true, that's terrible.
James Comey there gives a firsthand account of that meeting with the president soon after the president is elected, when he says the president told him to let the Flynn investigation go. And he said he is asking me, his impression was, to drop the criminal investigation of his now former national security advisor. Is that the evidence of possible obstruction of justice that he's referring to?
I don't think it's evidence of obstruction of justice. I think it is obstruction of justice. I just think, you know, there's just no other way to describe what the president was doing. If Comey's account of the conversation is correct, he is trying to stop an investigation of a subordinate in this in the Russia investigation. I mean, I and particularly when you combine it with all three meetings that, that Comey talks about, I think in and of itself, it is obstruction of justice. It was a crime committed in the Oval Office. Now, whether Comey was telling the truth, he sure looked like he was telling the truth to me. He sure has a pretty good record on such issues. But, you know, you have to look at all the evidence in the case. But I just think it's a completely devastating account of the president's behavior.
Donald Trump has been represented by a varying cast of lawyers in the Robert Mueller investigation. None of them top tier lawyers. But Donald Trump's not fooling around in the Southern District of New York. Oh, no. Donald Trump hired the best criminal defense lawyers he could find. Spears and Imes is a law firm founded by two former assistant U.S. attorneys in the Southern District of New York. The president has been ranting repeatedly about what he believes are the political leanings of Robert Mueller's team of prosecutors. Here's a recent example. The fake and corrupt Russia investigation headed up by all Democrat loyalists. The law firm he has hired, the founders of that law firm, David Spears and Linda Imes, were assistant U.S. attorneys serving with assistant U.S. attorney James B. Comey. Spears and Imes and Comey all worked in the criminal division of the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, the same unit that Donald Trump is now fighting in court. 3 days after President Trump fired James Comey, David Spears and Linda Imes wrote a letter. It was to Rod J. Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General of the United States. The first line was, "We, the undersigned, are former United States attorneys and assistant United States attorneys for the Southern District of New York." The letter referred to the firing of James Comey. The final sentence says, "As former prosecutors, we believe the only solution in the present circumstances would be to appoint a special counsel, and we urge you to take that course. Respectfully submitted." And there on the first page of signatories is Linda Imes, and on the second page is David W. Spears, the leaders of the law firm that Donald Trump has hired and is paying to defend him in federal court in Manhattan right now.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.